Rams are going to gamble here on third down.
From the 7 on the far left hash, 3rd and 4. They can get a first down before they get a touchdown. And here's a shotgun for Picton. A jump ball in the end zone. Caught! Mitch Picton! And that's a Rams touchdown!
Growing the Game with Ballsy is a podcast dedicated to growing the game of football in Saskatchewan. Each week, Michael Ball will talk with writer guests, but he'll also highlight amateur athletes, coaches, and builders in this province growing the game we love. Now, here's Ballsy.
Growing the Game with Ballsy is brought to you by our friends there at Riviere Ag Seeds in Radville, Southern Saskatchewan's premium certified seed grower, delivering homegrown certified Durham yellow peas and chickpeas. Also brought to you by Paul Waldo, the 3-time Grey Cup champ over there at Royal LePage in Regina. If you want to get in the real estate game, give him a call at 306-502-5355. Brought to you by Pizza Huts in Saskatchewan and David Dubé and the Concord Group of Companies for takeout or delivery. And hey, now if you want to eat in, you can as well in a limited fashion at Pizza Hut. Great pizza, great breadsticks. Just love eating there. Also brought to you by Double Z Ag Sales in Weyburn and Corey Zadorozniak out there for grain marketing, grain hauling, and crop insurance. Please give Double Z Ag Sales a call, 306-842-2406. By Mark Greshner Photography. Check out his fine work at markgreshner.com. By Boys Next Door Window Cleaning. Landon and Nathan do a great job. Two university young go-getters who are just eager to come clean your windows. Check out their work at theboysnextdoor.ca. That's their website. And Zelko Stefanovic out there in Moose Jaw at the Yara Center with the SAS Selects football program, building the stars of tomorrow today. Well, if you're affiliated with Corona Beer, you've got to be sick to your stomach over this whole pandemic thing and how you've been intertwined into the whole coronavirus thing. Oh, man, what a headache.
Hi, I'm Ron from Corona Beer. I just read that 38% of Americans won't drink Corona because of coronavirus. What are you, stupid? What do you think if you squeeze a delicious citrus fruit into your refreshing Corona beer, you'll get Lyme disease? Now, to be honest, Corona still does cause drunkenness, beer goggles, and poor judgment, but you'll be fine as long as you drink responsibly. For the rest of you, maybe you just keep drinking your Natty Lights and having sex with your cousins. Or, you know, maybe for starters, once a week you wash your hands, you f***ing hillbillies. Corona. Beer. Not virus. Gracias.
From the gun, Morse in the backfield. Noah Picton is going to throw again, second down and goal. He's going to pull it down. He's under pressure. He darts out to his right, looking to throw to the end zone, and does. Jump ball is picked off. An errant throw by Noah Picton. And the Rams come up empty. Josh Haggerty, the Campbell Tartan Regina boy, picks it off. All right, Ballsy here with Huskies safety Josh Haggerty. And Hags, you, of course, are a Regina boy from Campbell Collegiate, going into your fourth year, or what would be your fourth year at the U Sports level. Just how are you holding up through this really trying time here?
Oh, I'm holding up pretty good. It's certainly disappointing times with not having the season coming up, but just trying to stay motivated and work out for whenever we do have games.
Yeah, for sure. Talk about your year last year. I mean, you had a bit of a hamstring problem that you came back from. How is it to come back from a hamstring problem as a defensive back?
Yeah, you know, I've never pulled my hamstring before, so it was certainly a new thing to try and get physio on. But, yeah, it was disappointing pulling my hamstring there in game one and after having a strong off season, and it's such a finicky thing to try and repair the hamstring. It's not easy when you're, like, as a DB running so much. So, yeah. But, yeah, just battled it through the year, and it got better.
Yeah, no kidding. And your year seemed to really improve. I mean, obviously, that's a shot to the psyche. And football's a sport where it's not a matter of if you get injured, it's when you get injured. And the longer you can go without getting injured, obviously, it's a good thing. So you start with the injury but fight your way back. What did you learn about yourself through that process in terms of, you know, being mentally tough?
Yeah, you know, it was pretty tough. I just had to battle through it. I had some good trainers, and the coaches believed in me and made sure I took my time to heal it. And it wasn't easy going into every week with that hamstring being pretty sore, but I learned a lot about myself.
Yeah, I was really impressed with your toughness, too. I always found you as a pretty athletic guy. You can't teach height, and you can't teach athleticism, and you've always been a pretty tall guy that can run pretty good. But you looked pretty physical last year. What brought that on? Because I didn't really notice that about your game until last year.
Yeah, so with having Joel Pinsky and Ignite with our strength and conditioning coach this past few years, it's really transformed our team, and especially noticing myself, I've just been hitting the weight room a lot more, and being able to build up that strength is transformed into being more physical on the field and adding more weight too.
Josh, talk about you're staying in shape, but how are you staying mentally sharp during this time?
Just trying not to get distracted by all the things going on in the world right now. Just trying to control what I can control and take it day by day. I can only control myself and what I do, not what others do or the league decides to do. So I don't know. I just try and control what I can control.
Were you surprised that they mothballed the 2020 season and basically you said, no, we're not playing this year?
Yeah, I was pretty surprised that they made that decision so early on, but they're the professionals, and whatever they decided was in the best interest of the players and the rest of the league. So it certainly is disappointing, but we'll have a season eventually.
So speaking of professionally, do you have a goal to play professional football? Is that something you'd like to do once your career is done with the U of S? By the way, you've got 2 years left in it. You're going into your draft year. We should let the listeners know. But is that a goal of yours?
Yeah, it certainly is. I hadn't given it much thought up until the past couple years, but based on how things have transpired the past couple years, it's definitely on my radar now, and that'd be a big dream of mine, is to be able to play in the CFL. You know, I've been a Rider fan since I was for as long as I can remember, and I just love the CFL game, and it would be a dream come true.
How much of an influence was your dad on your life? I mean, I was, in terms of football, I mean, I was a teammate of your dad's with the Rams way back in the day. How much did his love of football and coaching you and being involved in the game, rub off on Josh Haggerty?
Oh, it was huge. He made me into the football player and most importantly, the man I am today. He taught me everything. I remember going through just drawing up plays when we were like 8 years old, going into my first year Adam football, and his love of the game just like rubbed off on me, and I've loved it ever since. And just, he's been my coach all through, from when I was 8 years old through grade 12. So, yeah. And then with Team Sask and stuff like that. So it's he's definitely been a huge motivator and huge support.
Your dad was a great defender. Have you always been on the defensive side of the ball when you started way back as an 8 year old?
So my first year when I was eight, I played, I think it was corner, and then my second year when I was nine, I played safety, and then after that, I played quarterback throughout the rest of Adam and Pee-wee, and then made the change to defensive back at the U16 tryouts for Team Saskatchewan right before going into grade nine.
Okay, so let's talk defensive back, because my son has been a receiver his whole life, and he's making the switch to safety going down to play for UND. And working with Benson Donaldson, who I want to give a shout-out here to, really thank Benson for his work with Ethan. But he said, Dad, I'll tell you what, being a defensive back is way tougher than being a receiver. A lot more guesswork, a lot maybe even more preparation, because you really got to study that guy. What do you like best about defensive back?
Yeah, it is a difficult jump, especially going from receiver where you're predominantly running forward to now defensively running backwards. It is a big jump, but I don't know. I moved from quarterback to defense because I always was a very physical player and wanted to hit guys, and my coach didn't like me hitting guys as a quarterback, so had to move to defense, and I've loved it ever since. I just love to be able to read and react and just be physical.
Yeah, you know, you talk about safety, you talk about quarterback. The safety really is the quarterback of the defense in terms of getting to see the whole play develop in front of them.
Yeah, for sure it is. You got to be able to control everyone out there too, like all the corners and halfbacks around you, make sure everyone's aligned and ready to succeed, and being able to read all these routes too of the corner of your eye. So,
have you hired an agent? Where are you in that process as you try to keep an eye? Like, you're obviously focused on the Huskies, but you got to look after Team Haggerty too. You got an eye to the pros. Have you hired somebody to help you?
Yeah, I just hired Fred Weinrich to be my agent here. Fred's a good guy. He's a very hardworking agent. I'm excited to work with him in the future here.
What do you think would make Josh Haggerty a great professional in your mind right now? You're a ways away from that, but if you were sitting in a team room doing the interview, what would you say to a prospective coach or a general manager? Hey, Josh, why would you be a good part of the Toronto Argonauts or Montreal Alouettes?
Yeah, it's a great question. Honestly, I think my hard work is what stands out the most. I just go in and work as hard as I can, and don't complain, and do whatever I'm told. And I'm very versatile. I've played a few positions on the defense, including outside linebacker and safety, and some other defensive back positions. And I've also had lots of experience in CIS playing special teams too.
I have to ask about this because it's a big, big issue in sports and in life, but in sports. We have seen in Regina alone, since January, three kids have passed away at their own hands. Just in the last, since January in Regina, three kids alone. We had two U of S Husky players pass away. Josh, how important is mental health to you? Like I talked about being mentally sharp, but do you do a good job of doing some self-reflecting, meditating, trying to calm the nerves? Because it is a very insecure sport. Then you put this pandemic bullshit on top of it, and it can. And a student athlete isn't easy. I think people underestimate that, and that's what kind of ticks me off about U sports. Not the coaches, but the people above the coaches. It's almost like that's why I thought the announcement was a little bit too early. It's like these guys are Josh Haggerty's scraping and clawing and fighting and trying to be good in the classroom and work hard off the field, so when they tell him to go, he can go. I don't think people really appreciate what it takes to be a student athlete and what a grind it can be on your mentality. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, no, I agree with everything you just said. It is a handful for sure. Just trying to balance the school aspect, which is not easy in university, with the daily commitments of like hours and hours at watching film and practicing every day. It's a big toll, and it's tough for some people. I get into some spaces too where, you know, I'm struggling with school, and you know, you have the burden of a big game coming on you. But luckily I have a lot of good support people around me, with my parents and my girlfriend and friends, that they keep me pretty level-headed when I'm kind of starting to lose it a bit. But it is a tall ask for a student athlete.
Do you feel more like a leader? Have you always been a vocal leader back through your Campbell days? I know when you first get to the Huskies, you're probably just trying to find your way. Do you find yourself more a vocal leader? Are you taking on more a leadership role now into your fourth year, or do you just lead kind of by example on the field?
Yeah, for sure. I'm trying to do both. I feel like I've been more of a lead by example guy in the past, with being a bit younger on the team. I just kind of did my thing, and hope that guys follow and lead by positivity. But now that I'm getting a bit older, I'm trying to lead, be more of a vocal leader back there too, especially that's my job, being a safety. I got to be vocal. Mm-hmm. So I'm just trying to help these young guys when they're coming into camp, because I remember how it was. It was nerve wracking, and it felt like just so much pressure coming in.
Yeah.
So I want to try and help those guys out as much as I can, so that they can be successful right off the bat.
I'm going to get to your piece of advice for younger athletes like my son coming into university in a second. But who took you under his wing when you got to the Huskies? Like, who was that guy for you that said, hey, calm down, you'll be okay, Hags?
Honestly, a few guys that I looked up to were like Bo Lewis and Jacob Soli.
Mm-hmm.
They welcomed me in right away. They were only a year older than me, so they're second years on the team, but they were they're both great leaders and great guys. So I drew close to them right away.
So yeah, let's talk about that. Give me a piece of advice for a young kid that's leaving high school and coming into university. I guess I'll ask it this way, and then I'll ask your advice. What was the biggest thing for you coming in? Like, what was the biggest shock to the system for you? Because there's a lot of things. Like, as a parent, I'm kind of twisting and turning. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm maybe even a bit of a helicopter parent, but I got a kid moving away to a different country in a pandemic, and I stay awake at night sometimes. You're 2 hours up the road from your hometown, but you're still 2 hours away from your family. So you're moving on your own, living on your own for the first time, your school, football. What was the biggest shock for Josh Haggerty?
Probably just how busy everything is. You know, especially the first week coming in, it is nice that usually fall camps start before that classes begin. So
right.
You're able to create a bond with your teammates, especially if you're moving into dorms. Then you got all guys your age that you might know some of them. And so you start to create those relationships before class starts, which is huge. But yeah, just like that first like couple weeks of school, it can be intense because university is very difficult or very different from high school. And then the time commitment with football, but just kind of got to go with it and have fun and make make as many friends as you can, because that will make it all worthwhile. It'll make it 10 times easier.
I understand you're a painter, so you're grinding, doing some manual labor. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I've been painting for my my best friend's dad's company here the last couple of years. So, yeah, we do some exterior painting on residential and commercial. So if anyone needs any painting, call up Newton Painting.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, so that's Kyle Newton's family business?
Yep.
That's awesome. And lastly, in terms of you in school and football, what are you taking in school? Like, obviously, even if football works out, Josh, you're probably down in your early 30s. So what are you going to do with the rest of your life? Because it's a long life after football.
Yeah, so hopefully I can play football as long as I can and have a career in the CFL. But if on the other side, I'm in commerce right now in the Edwards School of Business. I'm a marketing major. And my ultimate goal is to try and run my own business.
Awesome. Any idea what business you want to run?
Not too sure yet. Trying to figure that out.
Yeah. Okay, so can I get a piece of advice? I'll selfishly do it for my kids since I'm doing this podcast, but I'll use him as the poster child for kids now that are going into university. And it'll be different for them, Josh, because they won't get to automatically step on a football field and play. So it might not even be as intense that way. There's probably a little more uncertainty for them than there was for you, because you knew what you were going to do. You were going to go to school. You were going to play football while the football aspect's up in the air. School isn't. But do you have a piece of advice? Let's maybe make it in relation to football. What kind of a piece of advice do you have for that athlete part of it coming into a football team? Because, you know, Josh Haggerty was probably the stud, one of the studs at Campbell Collegiate. He comes in to the U of S and he's not the stud anymore. That's got to be a blow to the psyche.
Yeah, for sure. Everyone who gets recruited to these universities are some of the best players in their cities and on their teams, for sure. So you definitely got to turn down the ego a bit and just get to work. Show that you're the hardest working player on the field. It doesn't matter if you're first year, because the coaches notice that on film. And that's if you go hard in the scout team, you'll get noticed and they'll try you out and they'll put you on specials first. And then you'll work your way into offense or defense. So definitely, yeah, just be the hardest working player you can be going into that camp. And you'll get noticed right away by coaches, because you got to separate yourself all those other kids coming out of high school or junior.
Yeah, no, for sure. Absolutely. Great advice from Josh Haggerty. And lastly, as it relates to Josh Haggerty and your agent, what are you guys going to do to stay on the radar? If you can't, like, you know, there no East-West Shrine game this year. Who knows what's going to be going forward, how the draft's going to be affected. That's weird, too.
Yeah, me and Fred got a good plan here coming up in the next year. And we don't know what the CFL is going to do yet, if they're going to have the CFL draft in the combine or if they're going to postpone it. As far as I've heard right now, everything's staying the same. So hopefully everything goes as planned. But yeah, we have some plans to send out like highlight tapes and some workout drills and stuff like that. So
that's good, man. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you on the field again, because I enjoyed, once you came back from that hamstring injury, all that you did in helping the Huskies have a pretty successful season. And that's, I guess we can end it here. That's the real disappointing thing, because I really believe you guys were poised to make a serious run at the Dinos in the national championship this year. I think this year and next year really were the Huskies' window to win something.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think we had a strong team and a strong locker room right now, and it certainly is disappointing, but it's out of our control now. So now we just got to make sure we're bigger and better and faster in the next year. So
yeah, and who knows? It's not done yet, too. Maybe we'll see you hoist the Vanier Cup before it's all said and done. Hey, Hanks, thanks for this. Say hi to your dad, too.
Awesome. Will do.
Thanks, buddy. Take care.
Thanks, you too.
This has been Growing the Game with Ballsy. If you have a football story you'd like to share to help us grow the game, email Michael Ball at mball@harvardbroadcasting.com. Ballsy can be heard weekdays in Regina on 104.9 The Wolf Morning Show and during Saskatchewan Roughriders and U of R Rams broadcasts on 620 CKRM.